Richmond quarterback Kyle Wickersham likely will not listen to this piece. But if he does, he'll know that among his admirers is none other than Bill Belichick. The UNC head coach spoke highly of the Spiders' veteran signal caller this week, comparing Wickersham's 6'4", 260-pound frame to a future NFL Hall of Famer.
I mean, it's just kind of like a Ben Roethlisberger-looking guy. I mean, he's really big. And, you know, he's strong. He's a physical runner. He's got, you know, stiff arm, long arms, tough guy to tackle. And he's a good downhill runner, so he doesn't shy away from contact. You gotta bring him down. So, you know, that'll be a big challenge for us, no doubt about it.
As Belichick noted, Wickersham is just as capable with his legs as with his arm. Through two games this season, he's the Spiders' leading passer and rusher. Belichick's New England Patriots certainly knew how to give Big Ben Roethlisberger's Pittsburgh Steelers fits, and he'll hope to do the same to Wickersham and Richmond in Chapel Hill tomorrow. Belichick's inside linebacker coach, Jamie Collins, is uniquely positioned to appreciate his boss's comparison. Collins played for Belichick's Patriots across six seasons in the NFL, and during that time he met Roethlisberger's Steelers four times. Collins said this week UNC will be ready for the challenge, though even the former Pro Bowler admitted Wickersham is different from most QBs.
You got to remind him every day of the situation, and that's, you know, him being a big quarterback, something we ain't seen. I ain't never seen a 260 quarterback. Big Ben was big, but I don't know if he was 260. But, yeah, you just drill it in him every day. I drill it in him every day and let him know, you know, what we up against.
What the Tar Heels are up against is a proven winner. Wickersham led Archbishop Rummel High School in his native Louisiana to a state title as a junior. He was the top quarterback recruit in the entire state before committing to Richmond. The Spiders have seen consistent success with Wickersham on their roster, winning a combined 28 games over the last three seasons, reaching the FCS playoffs and finishing the season ranked each year. In 2023, Wickersham led the entire FCS with a completion percentage north of 72%. He and Richmond will challenge a Carolina defense which played better against Charlotte last weekend, picking off a pair of 49er passes and registering its first sack of the season. Especially noteworthy is the fact that UNC allowed just 21 yards on the ground. Much of that had to do with better form tackling, a growth process which defensive lineman DeAndre Robinson said is still ongoing as Carolina readies for Wickersham.
Preparing for him, you know, you got to focus on tackling. Tackling is a big part of the game this week because he's a big quarterback. He's not going to go down easy. So we've been focused on tackling a lot this week as well.
For Collins, himself a ferocious tackler in his playing days, it all comes down to mentality.
You know, you gotta have the right type of mindset when you playing teams like this. So just making sure that I drill it every day and let them know that they're coming in here trying to run the ball.
Belichick's comparison of Wickersham to Roethlisberger may seem far-fetched, but the head coach had his fair share of run-ins with the Pittsburgh legend. They met 11 times altogether in the NFL, with Belichick's teams winning seven. Collins said many of the same messages Belichick used to prepare for Roethlisberger's Steelers are being communicated this week in Chapel Hill. In that respect, if nothing else, the Tar Heels truly are turning into the 33rd NFL team. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.